Buckle up. It's Joel Kane and Brian Fletcher. Driving you home. Drive with Joel and Fletch on SEN. The Hyundai Venue fits in anywhere, stands out everywhere. From just $25,990 drive away with auto. And FPOS gift cards, the Aussie way to gift. Order online now for Christmas at fpos.gift.
Happy Friday afternoon, and yes, they've given the keys to the replacement teachers. Adam Peacock alongside Brett Finch this afternoon, in for Joel and Fletch. Fletch is off on his holidays. Joel is in a state of not disrepair, but relaxation, I dare say. He was meant to be at State Cup Touch Footy this weekend. That got binned. I'm swapping in for him because he covered a few shifts for me. And here we are, Finchie, on a Friday arvo here in Sydney Town. How are you?
I'm good. How are you going, mate? Brooksy, good. Gib, it's always good to be here on a Friday.
Gentlemen.
The sun was out this morning, so we got half a day of sunshine. So sort of looking like summer, but other than that, looking forward to the weekend ahead.
Absolutely. And the next 3 hours, it's all thanks to Hyundai. The Hyundai Venue fits in anywhere, stands out everywhere. And the card network, FPOS gift cards, the Aussie way to gift. And welcome to listeners on 1170 SEN Sydney, 1620 SEN Gold Coast, listeners on the SEN app, and our podcast listeners through Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Let us know where you're listening from. Finchie, the Ashes will hopefully hear this afternoon who might be lining up for Australia. There's a bit of rumour around. We've got Bathurst happening on the weekend. The Big Bash starting. We've got some football happening as well on the weekend. There's plenty to keep us occupied.
There is plenty to keep us occupied. And Bathurst, we were just talking about it earlier. I went out there last year, maybe the year before. I didn't realise the top of the mountain how sharp that decline is. You know, TV, obviously you can see it's a decline. But, you know, what would they be travelling going?
Well, when they hit Conrod Strait, out of the top of Skyline, and then they go down through the S's and the Dipper and all of that, when they hit Conrod Strait, that long thing, 300 k's an hour,
wow,
they're hitting there. So it's like a roller coaster in a car. It's insane what those guys do, and they do it 161 times on Sunday for the race.
Yeah, that's crazy. I'll probably watch the 160th lap as they're coming around. I can't watch the whole thing. I don't know about you boys, but... it's one of the most iconic sporting events in this country, though. What about you, Brooksy? I know you won't be sitting for watching that 160 of them, that's for sure.
Nah, I'm not much. I used to get into the V8s back in the day. I lived on the Gold Coast, and I was mad for Dick Johnson and John Bauer, number 17, number 18. I was a bit special with numbers back in the day. I still am now.
Yeah.
And I used to love the number 17, number 18.
Well, John Bauer, I did a hot lap with him when he was with Aussie Mar Racing, when it was at the Canberra GMC back in 2002, I think it might have been. Aussie Mail were the sponsors of the Raiders, and I got a hot lap.
What was the best sponsor-related thing you got as a footy player? Because you get some pretty special things. I've had a great couple of opportunities through the TV stuff, and Newcastle Jets actually sent us up one day in an F-18.
Yeah.
That
would have been outstanding.
That was mind-blowingly good.
We had Samsung at the Roosters, which we were the first sort of camera phones to come in, like that. We thought it was pretty special. Now it's ruined a lot of careers, the old camera phone.
I was going to say,
it's
been a great
after
thing.
A while, we pretty much go back to that Nokia 8210, but come to think of it, it's you know what, down in Melbourne, there's always some good angles there. I know some of their owners owned horses. Jerry Ryan, who is...
Jayco.
And is it Americano who won the 2010?
Americane. Yep.
So you got to get a few rorts in the birdcage areas and whatnot.
I was going to say, you said the two magical words, Roosters, Storm.
Yeah, exactly.
So there's plenty of awesome sponsor stories there.
I didn't get many of the boat in the cars because I was down the pecking order a little on the playing list. So I just went for the race tickets and the free drink cards, and I was happy.
The tips at 20s for something that should be 10 to 1. Yes. No, just looking at Bathurst right now, some dudes just put a Porsche into the wall.
Yeah.
What an expensive thing to do on a Friday afternoon. Here he is.
There'll be a few of them tonight coming out from the pub, I reckon, from around
my way. Look at this. Oh, he got tapped as he went up the hill, and we didn't see it. Oh, here it is on the replay. He just gets a little nudge from the guy on the Bob Jane into the wall. Thank you. And there's your weekend ruined.
Yeah.
Boys in the garage are like, oh, great. We'll be up all night tonight fixing that thing.
So that could wipe them out for the weekend?
Could do. It depends how bad the damage. What it will do is... reduce the amount of sleep that the pit crew has tonight and having to fix that damn thing.
Yeah, that's just what you want.
Exactly.
Day one.
With the fact that we're looking forward to the weekend, and now our horizons can expand somewhat as well. Now that air travel looks to be coming back, and it's not fully back on the equation for all of Australia, fully back in the equation for all of Australia, but apparently it's opened up to Fiji now. We can go to F1,
really?
J1. Yeah. We're allowed to?
I hope so. I think Singapore's open as well.
Singapore's open?
Hopefully, if COVID relaxes in New Zealand, people will be able to get back to New Zealand for Christmas.
When's Vegas going to open, Gibbo? That's what we need to know.
I think February 21st, actually. I've just been hearing. I've got the direct mic here to ScoMo. Yes. So 21st of Feb.
Can you travel to Europe and stuff at the moment? Or yes. You need exemption still?
Well, I think so.
UK?
Yeah, I had some of my wife's friends of getting their wedding vows renewed, and it's his 40th birthday, and they've locked in the south of France and Italy next year during around June. So I'm hoping for their sake that they've obviously done their due diligence and know that they're flying to Europe.
Is it worth it at the moment, though?
Yeah, exactly. What if it gets canned?
And then you're stuck over in, well, worst places to be stuck in the south of France.
Or you lose
Piercy.
Your money.
Yeah, true.
Well, that's the first thing I said. I said, Piercy, how far is this from your place? And he said, it's about an hour. I said, I can't wait, brother.
At least you'll know someone.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, don't worry about me. Give me a couple of drinks. I know everyone. Don't worry about that.
But do you know yourself?
No,
answer that question.
We don't want to know that. We don't want to know that person. No. Don't worry about that. So that's more questions than answers.
Yeah, exactly. We'll be here all afternoon and weekend. By the way, you're with me on the Mowers Club tomorrow morning
as
well. You're coming up my way.
I'm coming heading over to God's country north of the bridge.
Where are we going again, Gibbo?
Sea-Doo. Brookvale.
Sea-Doo, Brookvale.
Sorry, you guys?
Sea-Dash,
you'll be back in the studio, of course.
In the studio, Gib.
Yeah.
That's your neck of the, what's your backyard, isn't it?
It is. It's about a 5-minute walk down the road. And
that's tragic. You would come all the way into the studio.
Nah, someone's got to do it, boys.
Oh, well, looking forward to that tomorrow morning. But just back to travel, something has been brought to my attention here by producer Brooksy.
Yeah, but do you, surprise us before we get to this.
Hmm.
It's no surprise the same person finds these sort of stories. Is it a coincidence? Is he just such a hard researcher, or he comes across the most obscure things, our man Brooksy?
I think he wakes up and his email is flooded by stories like this, because that they know, like the people who are doing the analytics online and through his Google searches and stuff that he tries to tap into and maybe talks about through his microphone, which is open and linked up to Google and coming back at you. All of those things. They just jump at him all of a sudden.
Or you do research for Fletch for a year and a bit.
Exactly.
And then he goes, if you read that story, you're going to love this one.
Yeah, changes your outlook on life, I suppose, doesn't it? Changes your algorithm. Delta passenger on a flight from Syracuse to Atlanta was breastfeeding her hairless cat and refused to stop. A female passenger on a recent Delta Airlines flight stunned her fellow travellers and cabin crew when she reportedly observed breastfeeding when she was observed breastfeeding her pet cat, and the woman refused to stop when asked by a flight attendant. The tale of the unhinged feline lover became public knowledge after a screenshot went viral on social media showing a message that was transmitted by a Delta crew member to colleagues on the ground in Atlanta summoning assistance when they arrived. Yeah. This is an extraordinary story.
There's a few things I've got. One, who owns a hairless cat? What a low type of pet. Cats are rank. Cats are the most selfish form of pet ever, but a hairless one. That's the lowest type of pet you can get. To head, did she smuggle it on board? You can't take pets into the cabin.
You can. In some
Delta,
place you can.
In the Delta Goodrum Airlines, you can take it on the Delta. That's ridiculous. You know what? If it's a baby, I still think if you want to breastfeed your kid, you'd at least say to the passenger next to you, do you mind? Baby's got to feed or cover up there.
Mm.
But a cat and a hairless one at that.
And breastfeeding.
It is an extraordinary. Just the thought of seeing that. Firstly, the thought of breastfeeding a cat. Have you seen those things' teeth?
Have you seen my teeth?
What do you think I subconsciously brought that up?
You know what I just don't understand? In what world is she sitting there thinking, going, one, no one's going to have a problem with it, but two, everyone's going to think this is normal.
I see.
It's a cat, and it's a hairless one. Breastfeeding on your nipple. In what world are people going to go, oh, this is normal? They're not going to be freaked out by it.
You know, in the Middle East, they're big on their falconry over there, flying falcons around and then they land back on the thing. You're allowed to take a falcon into the cabin of a plane.
Just the one?
I don't know.
What if you have two or more falcons?
I'm not sure.
It would have been a Mario falcon. You can't do...
So it begs the question, now that we're opening up, what are you least looking forward to when you get back on a plane?
Yeah, you know what? One of
some
my
of the things
hates.
That you hate on
a
plane.
Well, when you're waiting to get off, and obviously you've got to wait for the seatbelt light to go off when you finally plane stops, and you get that one person who jumps one seat ahead to get off the plane.
Yeah.
Mate, just wait till I get my bags down. We're going nowhere. You've literally gone 30 centimetres further than you would have been if you waited till I got my bag down. out of the overhead locker. Nothing worse. You're 30 centimetres closer to the baggage carousel.
Well, I think the person on the aisle, that, and you're sitting in the middle, right? You're squeezed in between two people and all you've got's two armrests. That's all you've got in the world for that flight.
Yeah.
And the aisle person just puts their right duke or left duke up, depending on what side of the plane they're on, on your arm.
Do you think that's because you've got the aisle plus like a bit more leg room for one of your legs, the two armrests, the middle belong to the middleman or woman?
I think window needs...
Middleman or woman feeding, breastfeeding, cow's cat, whatever you are.
If you're good enough to get the window, you deserve both.
Yeah.
The middle aisle gets the one to the left, and then the aisle gets the one to the left because they've got that extra one, because the person who's in the middle hasn't thought about things well enough. They haven't booked the seat, which gives them the opportunity to have those things.
I don't know about that.
What?
I reckon middle seat, you middle, get both armrests.
Yeah. Why?
Because you're in the middle, you're stuck.
But that's your fault for being in the middle.
If you're on the window, you get the window.
Yeah.
You've won. If you're in the aisle, you get the aisle, easy access to the toilet. Yeah.
You can kick that right leg out or left leg out.
Yeah, exactly. You just grab a nuts off the dolly as it comes through. Yeah.
The thing that gets me...
You don't necessarily have to be in the aisle seat to be grabbing nuts there over that. That's for
called the trolley. Before you get on, take us through this, Chance. What do you think of this, that everyone rushes to line up before they get on? Oh. You know your seat.
And who wants to be sitting down longer?
Exactly.
Especially with my ADHD, I want to get on at the last possible minute. Mm. Unless, in your special occasion in business class or something, we can really kick back and relax.
Mm. Rooster Man gets Sparty on to explain the cat breastfeeding situation. It's disturbing. Maybe the passenger was getting breastfed by the cat. Now that's disturbing. Rooster Man, I don't know where your mind ends up.
I'm liking it, Rooster Man. Just throwing up different alternatives. There's options. I like it.
G'day, boys. Maybe the hairless cat was just a really ugly baby.
It could have been.
Thank you, Peter, for that input.
Yeah, hairless. Could have been Craig Fitzgibbon, the old hairless cat. He looked like one of them hairless Balinese cats. You know, them rank homeless looking things, Fitzy, back in his day.
Not sure what happened to the woman or the cat. By the way, the airline allows small dogs, cats and household birds to travel in the cabin for a fee, but they must be kept in a pet carrier that fits under the seat. So, that's why that cat was on the plane in the first place. Guests today, we've got NRL player manager Steve Gillis joining us. Chimes, looking forward to that chat. A bit happening in the world of player recruitment this week.
Yeah, it is. And certainly just... I don't think we've ever experienced an off-season where players are signing 12 months before.
Hmm.
And I think it's something that needs to be addressed just from a fan point of view. And certainly two examples, both from my team, that the Stormers, Felice Kaufusi signed with the Dolphins. Look how he handled that compared to my other little mate, the Cheese. I think the Cheese missed the mark horribly with his comments, especially when you're getting paid hundreds of thousands from it.
Yeah,
another organisation. So it'll be interesting to see what Chimes has got to say from a player-manager point of view.
Looking forward to that. Sports Bets. Hammy Goodman will join us later in the show for a market update. Sydney FC striker Adam Lafondra as well. Sydney FC taking on Newcastle Jets tomorrow at Cogra. And Sydney Sixers spinner... Hope. I didn't know you were
going to hear that. Can we have another list? Is that it? Yeah. Is that my man Ari Gold? Wasn't he one of the great characters of all time?
Just a character you couldn't probably do these days.
Nah. Oh, no.
He snuck in.
Just got in.
Just got in, didn't he?
It all would have ended. Hey, boys, Gussie from Mackay here. Have to 100,000% agree with Brooksy. Middle gets both armrests. There you go. Support in North Queensland for you, Central North Queensland. By the way, Kurt has texted in on 0457 736 736. You're wrong. People got 2 weeks quarantine recently on the back of a plane, and the front of the plane got through scot-free. Everyone needs to rush now more than ever. I didn't get that story. That's an extraordinary story. How does that make sense? I know some things haven't made sense in the last 18 months, but that is right up there.
The last 8 years of my life haven't made sense, so this is this flight cape is
QF107.
Really taking my mind away from other things like my life issues I need to sort out, but I'm digging it. Tell us more. Who was our man? Was that Scott, our man who texted in then?
Kurt.
Kurt
Kidley. We're going to
come on, kids. Tell us a bit more.
Exactly. We'll want more on that. Story.
The front passenger's got Scott 3. I said, who was that text in Scott? No, he said, the passenger's got off Scott 3. They got off Kurt 3. Thanks for texting us, Scott.
Call in on the open line 1300 01 1170. 1300 01 1170. Shane from Marrickville has actually been on here while we're talking this rubbish about airplanes. Sorry, Shane. We had to get that out the way, but you want to chat about the Big Bash, mate. Shane, you still with us? Yeah, Shane,
we may put Shane to sleep. With all our talk, the airplane talk.
Well, that's gone swimmingly.
Mate, he's just waited. I reckon he was waiting for 15 minutes there, Gib. How long you reckon?
Yeah, 13 minutes and 25 seconds. 27 seconds. But yeah,
he's still there? He's still there.
Try and get him back.
Text on the text line 0457 736 736. Let us know. What are you least looking forward to on a plane? I think the cat could have been a gerbil. That could get dangerous out on the loose on a plane in the US, either eaten or devoured in other ways. Here's a break, and we'll be back with plenty more. You're with Drive with Adam and Finchie.